Baltimore FOP President, not enough officers to respond to 911 calls. By Amy Furr on July 30, 2019. The President of Baltimore's Fraternal Order of Police, FOP, Lodge No. 3 urged police and residents on Tuesday to be careful as they go about their daily lives within the city. Baltimore is a dangerous city and the utmost care and caution should be taken as you go about your daily tasks, Sergeant Michael Mancuso said. His comments come after Baltimore Police Commissioner Michael Harrison released a plan on July 18 that aims to reduce crime in the area. However, Mancuso said the city is short 500 police officers, 400 of whom are needed in the patrol division. He commented, "The current deployment of patrol officers will not be able to, under any circumstances, implement the new crime plan as intended. As it stands now, there are not enough officers to even respond to the number of calls to 911, not to mention the addition of micro zones, community engagement, and proactive policing. The plan, as presented, is untenable." Breitbart News reported Monday that Baltimore's murder rate is set to outpace that of Central America's most dangerous cities. Research by Princeton policy advisor Stephen Kopitz reveals that Baltimore has long had a higher murder rate than the most crime-ridden nations of Central America, where thousands of migrants flee from every year, the report stated. However, in 2009, the city received $1.8 billion in stimulus funds via former President Obama's American Recovery and Reinvestment Act, ARRA, to help clean up the area. The Obama administration allocated $1.8 billion of its 2009 stimulus to Baltimore, including $26.5 million to address crime prevention, $26 million to revamp abandoned properties, and $9.5 million to address homelessness, Breitbart News reported. Michelle, a Baltimore resident, made the news Saturday after she agreed with President Trump's recent criticisms of Representative Elijah Cummings, DMD, regarding the current state of his district. The Baltimore resident said Cummings hasn't done anything for the people in her area. "We're hungry. We need a place to stay," she commented. "We feel like we're in a concentration camp, and it's just sad. People worried more about them, illegal immigrants, than his own people. It's just crazy."